those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome to the show. You are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And tonight we have a very special guest in the studio. You've been hearing about us, talking about it all week long. And tonight we have Santa Claus. Hello, Santa Claus.
Hello, Michelle.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
So just to set the tone, we also have in the studio with us Toys for Tots founders here in Shasta County, our local heroes. It's a family that you've come to know over the years, but you probably didn't know you knew them. Last month, we spent an entire hour talking about Toys for Tots and what they do here in the community. And so tonight you're going to hear from Stacy Wiedenhoff, and we've got her father, Gary Grant, and we're going to learn a little bit more about Toys for Tots. But what we're really here for is to have our littles out there, all of our tots in our community, call in and talk to Santa Claus. So if you are just tuning in for the first time and you haven't heard any of the promotion, although it's been out there everywhere, here's the number you're going to want to call. 530, get a pen, 530-605-4567. And tell all your friends to call in and talk to Santa between now and 7 p.m. this evening. So first, before we jump right into our first callers, we want to go ahead and just take a little listen to a very special story. We'll be right back.
Was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings all hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all safe in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, as he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger alongside his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Tonight's show is made possible by these Hero Circle sponsors: NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales, Emergency Water Supply, Fire Water Supply, KCNR, and My Umbrella Marketing and Equipment.
Well, welcome back to the studio. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And we would like to open up the phones now, so if we've got little tots out there that want to call in and talk to Santa Claus, this is a really good time to do so. Remember the number 605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. While we're waiting for those phones to ring, why don't we go ahead and start talking with Stacy. Stacy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And so, Stacy, we had the pleasure of meeting last month, and I learned a lot about Toys for Tots and how it was founded. But I want to give you an opportunity to go ahead and share a little bit of your family story with us.
So my grandmother, she's 95, she had, along with her church, started the Giving Tree in Reading, which is now known as the Angel Tree with Salvation Army. And all of the toys that people would donate, they usually took them to the recruiting center, and they were all being shipped to Sacramento because there was not a Toys for Tot campaign here in Reading. And so my grandmother was approached, and the rest is history. Here we are.
Yeah, so if I remember correctly, did you start out doing those in your grandmother's home?
Yes. Well, when the Giving Tree was going on, it's such a huge, we actually had a space donated to us. And then when she passed the Giving Tree over to the Salvation Army, she had a very large garage and attic space. And so that's where we worked out of. And over the years, it's grown and grown and grown every year. So now we've been very lucky for the last 10 years to have a space donated to us every year.
Yeah, so Lenore Grant, if I remember correctly, that is your grandmother.
Yes.
And she's a firecracker, I have to say.
Yes.
Yeah, I enjoyed visiting with her. Now, for all of our listeners, Lenore is 92 years old.
95.
Oh, my goodness.
96 in February.
Okay, so here's a little story. This week, I went to the Toys for Tots warehouse, where you're sorting everything, and I walk in, and she sees me coming from the parking lot, and I've only met her once. And when I walk in, she goes, "It's that lady from the radio!" And she had a stack about 2 inches thick of requests, and she was sitting there like any employee I've ever had, just sorting and telling everyone what she needed, and she goes, "I'm waiting on them to sort the next batch so I can fulfill this order," and I'm like, well, she had a lot of energy, and I just love, you can tell it's really in her heart.
Yes, very much so. She very much tells all of us what to do.
Well, that's a sign of a good leader.
Absolutely. I definitely feel like that's where I got it from.
Yes, and so then Gary, you are Lenore's son.
Yes, I'm the youngest of three kids, and okay. We have two adopted girls, too.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Okay, so then what was it like being raised by a mother that is like an overachiever?
Well, it's, you know, great. She was involved in everything. I mean, my dad put 22 years in the Air Force, and she was with the running the Wives Club and everything, and then she did anything and everything, and when my dad retired, they gave her a reward for being the most volunteer and everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. So then you were telling me earlier that she was running all the toy donations for about 30 years before you got involved. Did I understand you right?
20 or 30, yeah.
And so then how long have you been involved with Toys for Tots?
I retired from the military in 91, and I started that Christmas in 91.
Yeah. Okay. What branch of the military were you in?
2 years Navy, 4 years Air Force, 18 Army, and now 30 years with the Marine Corps Reserve, and 13 years ago they made me an honorary Marine.
Man, if that isn't a hero, I don't know what is. Thank you so much for serving our country.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and giving us an opportunity. So, all of you, you can't see this, but Santa's giving Gary a thumbs up. So, Santa, would you like to say something?
What a man. What a man.
I know.
Unbelievable. All that service for the country and now doing all these toy drives and just giving everything they have. It's just an unbelievable group.
Yes. And so we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, hopefully we'll get some callers on the line. That number is 530-605-4567. And so just tell your grandkids, tell your own children, your nieces, your nephews, Santa's on the line waiting to hear from you.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile, hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty, and durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. The Kubota agriculture lineup is built right, built ready. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through December 31st, visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Emergency Water Supply, our business is to come together with our community in times of great need. That's why, when we were asked to support Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots toy drive, we recognized the importance and were honored to join the Hero Circle, knowing children in Shasta County would wake up Christmas morning with smiles on their faces. At Emergency Water Supply, we invite you to join us and give the gift of Christmas this holiday season.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor Trailer and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
Joy and laughter is what over 8,000 Shasta County children will wake up to this Christmas morning, thanks to our community of local heroes who so generously gave to Heroes of the North States Toys for Tots Toy Drive. I'm Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting and host of Heroes of the North State. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank all of our heroes and Hero Circle sponsors for making this holiday season so special for so many local tots. I'd also like to invite you to tune in January 13th for our next episode, where you will meet a new local hero who has rose above for our community simply because it's the right thing to do. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a conch pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale.
Well, we are live here in the studio, and we have Santa Claus. Santa Claus, how are you?
I am doing marvelous. We even have some visitors out there. Thank you, folks.
We are, our phones are open, so we're waiting to take your call. 605-4567 is the number to call this evening. And we have live in the studio not only Santa Claus, but we also have the, what do you call you guys? Committee members?
My technical title is the coordinator of Shasta County for the Toys for Tots.
Fantastic. So that is Stacy Wiedenhoff, and then we also have Gary Grant here this evening, and he is a coordinator as well. And, you know, Gary, you were saying just this week, how many toys have you fulfilled?
Well, today we did 100 applications, but just this, in the last few days, we've done over 900.
900 applications, and each application has multiple children on it, or
no,
is it one?
One child per application.
And if I understand, your goal, your heart, is to fulfill 3 gifts per child.
Now we're giving 4 because we've gotten so many in this year.
Oh, my goodness. What a blessing.
So those aren't, I want to clarify, they're not 4 big gifts. It's typically like one nice gift and
yes,
then, you know, maybe a stuffed animal or, and like some stocking stuffers and things like that. So,
yes.
But it's, we get a lot of stuffed animals donated.
I bet. Well, you know, a lot of kids love stuffed. I know, I still have some in storage, to be honest. So
I still have all my cabbage patch dolls.
Exactly. So, yeah, Santa knew that I loved glass dolls. I had a lot of glass dolls, and I still have those, and I had them in my daughter's room. So it's something special for everyone, I would think. Wouldn't you think so, Gary?
I definitely would.
So this year, what's the big toy? Santa, what's happening? Stacy, what are you guys seeing being donated or being asked for?
Well, the hoverboards, we're getting a lot of those. We got over 50 fishing poles, and usually we're scratching and scrambling for fishing poles, but they're coming in like crazy and stuff. And so it's been a really good year, and like I say, we're not running short, but every little bit helps because
so
we keep getting applications in.
Where we run short is with the older children, like 12 and above. So right now we are doing well with Barbie dolls and, you know, the Tonka trucks. We have we're stocked on those right now, but it can change in a couple of days depending upon you as we sort through the applications. But for kids 12 and older, we really don't have a lot. But,
okay.
You know, as we've talked before, it's all about the whole family. It's about
All
of the kids in the family having a present. So, with money that's donated, we take in, I went Bath and Body Works, was having an amazing sale, buy 3, get 3 free.
Yes.
And I believe it's still going. And so we went out and bought the lotion sets.
Oh, nice.
For a lot of the older teenagers and, cause they're harder to fill for, but at the same time, we want them to have the magic as well.
Absolutely. Hey, Stacy, guess what? Hey, Santa, guess what? We have a caller on the phone. So, Jared, who's on the phone with us?
Well, we have a caller, Raya, for Santa Claus.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi, Raya. This is Santa.
Santa's talking. What are you going to say to him? Hi, Santa. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you, Raya?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good. So, are you all set for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
You do? What would you like, honey?
I want a magical wand, a real magical wand.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So have you been really good this year?
Yeah.
Well, then I think we need to see if we can do that for you. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's just see if we can get that done for you, honey. So are you doing good? Are you in school?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet. She's 4 years old.
Oh, fantastic. Wonderful age. So are you going to go to school soon? And or you are now, right?
Not yet, but...
Oh.
What are you going to do? You're
going to
do homeschool for a little bit?
I'm going to do homeschool for a little bit.
Fantastic, honey. That's great. I bet you're going to be a good student, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you sound like it.
Tell Santa who's here that listens to you.
Or it's Tutu.
Or Elf is here.
Elf on the shelf.
Oh, you have an Santa. Elf on the shelf, one of my elves?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I think I've been talking to that elf. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that elf. I have lots of elves right now. Isn't that wonderful?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, good, honey. Well, shall we see if we can get that present for you?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you.
And thank you. Bye. Aww. Bye, Raya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That is so sweet.
Another one.
Yeah, and we have another one. We have Mira on the line for Santa Claus.
Fantastic. Mira, you're on the line.
Hi, Mira. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So, how old are you, Mira?
I'm 12.
How old?
4.
Okay, great. So, are you all ready for Christmas?
Almost?
Do you still have to do some things?
Yeah.
Good. Are you going to get everything done?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good, good.
I'm taking candy out of my calendar candy box.
Oh, how nice. So there's some candy you don't want?
I just got disconnected with them.
Hopefully Mira will call back.
Yeah, let's hope so. We'll have a nice conversation with Mira.
Yes, 605-4567. So, Jared, do we have anyone else on the line?
We'll find out here in a moment.
That sounds like maybe she's calling back. It got disconnected, Santa.
Uh-oh.
So we, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking to Santa live right here in the KCNR studios. And so, Santa, you came a long way. What was the weather like?
It was cold on the North Pole, but it's very warm for Santa here.
So, yeah, Santa, you're here in California where it's nice and sunny. Oh, it looks like, do we have a caller still?
Yeah, we do have a caller. We have time for one more in this break. We have Andrew, Emily, and Allie on the line.
Oh, wonderful. So who are we speaking to first?
Hi, Nana. How about Andrew?
Andrew? Santa, we have Andrew on the phone.
Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
So how old are you, Andrew?
10.
Wow. So do you know what you want for Christmas?
Probably a new Pokemon game. It's called Brilliant Diamond.
Oh. Okay. So have you been really good?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, then let's just see if we can make that happen for you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. And who is next?
Emily, you want to go next?
Sure.
Okay, sit up here. Come closer to the phone.
Okay. Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good.
So how old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8. So are you
nervous?
Are you doing good in school?
Uh-huh.
Good. So have you been good also? Like your brother?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Do you know what you want for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
What would you like?
So there's this thing called an American Girl doll, and yeah, I like those, so I like that stuff.
Well, good. Maybe we can get that also for you. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So is there another little sister there?
Uh-huh.
Allie. Allie? Do you think we can talk to Allie? Yeah.
Allie, say hi, Santa.
Hi,
Ho-Ho. Hi, Ho-Ho.
Hi, Allie.
Ho-Ho-Ho.
How are you?
Thumbs up. She's good.
She is? And how old are you, Allie?
Say it again.
Three.
Three, Santa.
Oh,
Allie's
wow.
Three.
So you're not going to school yet, are you?
Yeah.
You are?
She goes to preschool. She goes to preschool 3 days a week.
Oh, fantastic. And how are you doing in school?
You like to go to school?
Yeah.
A little?
Okay, so do you know what you want for Christmas?
Yeah, Barbie.
A Barbie?
Yeah,
Barbie. That's a perfect gift for a good little girl. A Barbie.
A big Barbie.
A big Barbie.
Oh, I bet your mom had a Barbie also. What do you think?
You think mom had Barbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, mom likes Barbie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have a Merry Christmas, all right?
Okay, say Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So, Santa, we have, I believe it was Mariah or Raya?
It was Mira.
Mira. Mira's back on the phone.
Hi, Mira.
Hi.
What happened? Did you disconnect the phone?
Yes.
You got excited, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not every day you get to talk to Santa, is it?
No, I could ever talk to you.
You didn't? Well, you just need to call me. You know what?
Yeah.
Next year, when you'll be 5, you can still call me. I'll be doing this again. I'll be here from now on. Every year at Christmas time. You can call me right here at KCNR. Yeah. So, did we already talk about what you wanted for Christmas, sweetie? So what do you want for Christmas?
I want my own Barbie house that I can go in.
A Barbie
that
house?
That I can make myself.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful gift. So.
Yeah.
So have you been really good? So you think you deserve that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, I think we need to see if we can get that coming for you. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, you know, maybe next year, because it's too late now, but next year maybe you can come by the studio and you can wave at me. You can see me even. And then you can call. Do you have a cell phone yet?
Was that really you?
Yeah.
That on the parade?
Yep, that was me in the parade.
That was really funny. Why did you have glasses on?
Because I'm kind of getting old. I can't see very well. So I think I remember seeing you there. You were waving at me, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you. And you had a really pretty clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. That was last Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I remember. You were standing right there on the sidewalk when I drove by. In the parade, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You were running behind.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. My hearing isn't good either.
You were running by in the parade.
Yeah, I did. I came by. Yeah. Boy, I'm so glad I got to see you also. So I think I'll see you next year again at the parade, don't you think? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, honey. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, okay?
I will.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Can I have a ho, ho, ho?
Ho, ho, ho. Is that what you wanted?
Well, Santa?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's good. Wonderful.
All right. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
So, have a wonderful night, and we are going to take a commercial break. We will be right back in just a moment. Remember, the number to call is 605-4567.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment, tractors that are adaptable and versatile, hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty, and durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. The Kubota agriculture lineup is built right, built ready. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for 0 down, 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through December 31st, visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Emergency Water Supply, our business is to come together with our community in times of great need. That's why, when we were asked to support Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive, we recognized the importance and were honored to join the Hero Circle, knowing children in Shasta County would wake up Christmas morning with smiles on their faces. At Emergency Water Supply, we invite you to join us and give the gift of Christmas this holiday season.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor Trailer and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
Joy and laughter is what over 8,000 Shasta County children will wake up to this Christmas morning thanks to our community of local heroes who so generously gave to Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. I'm Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting and host of Heroes of the North State. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank all of our heroes and Hero Circle sponsors for making this holiday season so special for so many local tots. I'd also like to invite you to tune in January 13th for our next episode, where you will meet a new local hero who has rose above for our community simply because it's the right thing to do. Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome back to the studio. We are here with Heroes of the North State, and it's a show that is based on people who live locally, who rise above, make a difference in the lives of others simply because it's the right thing to do. And this show was really, for me, was brought together when we had the car fire happening in our community. And there were so many people who said, I can do that. I'll buy you that. You can come stay with me. Let me help you. What can we do? And it really shone a light on our entire community and just what a great place we have to live and what a difference we make in the lives of everyone around us. And it's simply by just doing that simple act of kindness. Well, this is one of those moments that I believe in my heart and our community does, where this family are those unsung heroes. They have been hosting our Shasta County Toys for Tots for 40 plus years. I don't even know the exact number because they just do it so effortlessly. Cece, do you kind of have any idea?
I just know that Grandma's, it transpired during the 80s.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say like mid to late 80s. I was just a tiny tot back then.
Yes.
But when Dad retired, I want to date myself, but I was 16. And, you know, we came back and this is what Grandma was doing and you know, we all just fell into it and it makes you, I don't know, Christmas is a time for giving. Mm-hmm. And Shasta County is absolutely fantastic about taking care of itself. I mean, people are very generous.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really does make a big difference. And we get to see the people that come to get the toys. And some of the stories just break your heart, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, they're so happy to be getting. Yeah, 1 year we had their house burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this call, and here we are on Christmas Eve going to pick up whatever we could to help this family who had just lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you can tell it's touching even to this day.
Oh. I know. I'm turning into my mom.
Oh, you know what? Good people cry. We have empathy. So, well, here's a way that our community can really support. We have been holding a toy drive, and we are not the only ones supporting Toys for Tots. Our entire community has been doing it. But here at KCNR and on my show for Heroes of the North State, we really want to do our part. And so we have been collecting toys from community members for several weeks. Actually, it started out innocently where my significant other was having a milestone birthday, and everyone kept saying, well, what do we do? What does he need? Well, he really doesn't need anyone because he's that unsung hero himself. He doesn't need anything. And so I said, you know, we love giving back at Christmas time to people who don't or might be less fortunate. And so could you just bring a kid's toy? Well, what do we know? That was a huge blessing. We had so many toys donated that night at his birthday party. We had piles of kids' toys, which we're like, well, what are we going to do with all these toys? And then we started thinking of ways that we could get connected in the community, and then Toys for Tots came to mind because Carl, the owner of the station, he is a Marine, a good friend of ours, Baron Browning, he is a retired Marine, and we're just surrounded by amazing people, so it was a natural fit. Well, all week long we've been promoting it, and all week long the station has been filling up with toys, and you can continue to help that effort. effort past tonight. We're accepting toys here at the station through next Friday, but I also believe you're collecting them through the 20th, I believe, of December is what I was told just a couple days ago. Has that changed, Gary?
21st.
It's the 21st? Okay, and so they'll come pick them up from you. So the only criteria is it needs to be new, it needs to be unwrapped, and it needs to fit the needs between 0 and 18. And there is a huge need, I understand, Stacey, for 12 and above right now?
Yes, for both boys and girls.
Okay, so boys and girls. Okay, so go to myumbrellamarketing.com, click on Heroes of the North State. There's a link for all that information. Or also, Stacey, they can visit the...
Our direct link is reading-ca.toysfortots.org, and that'll take you right to Shasta County's website.
Okay, perfect. And then one thing before we go to our commercial break, you can make a monetary donation also. So if you do that, make sure you put Shasta County down in the memo, because that will make sure that 100% of those funds will come back to our county. And then this family literally goes shopping for the toys that they need for that missed area that maybe wasn't donated. So everyone can do a part, and it just takes all of us doing a little to do a lot. So we'll be back in just a moment. We'd like to thank our sponsors. Take a moment to listen to these messages, because without them, the show wouldn't be possible.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment, tractors that are adaptable and versatile, hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty, and durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. The Kubota agriculture lineup is built right, built ready. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through December 31st, visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Emergency Water Supply, our business is to come together with our community in times of great need. That's why, when we were asked to support Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive, we recognized the importance and were honored to join the Heroes Circle, knowing children in Shasta County would wake up Christmas morning with smiles on their faces. At Emergency Water Supply, we invite you to join us and give the gift of Christmas this holiday season.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
Joy and laughter is what over 8,000 Shasta County children will wake up to this Christmas morning, thanks to our community of local heroes who so generously gave to Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. I'm Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting and host of Heroes of the North State. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank all of our heroes and Hero Circle sponsors for making this holiday season so special for so many local tots. I'd also like to invite you to tune in January 13th for our next episode, where you will meet a new local hero who has rose above for our community simply because it's the right thing to do. Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome back to the studio. I'm Michelle Slade. I'm your host of Heroes of the North State and owner of My Umbrella Marketing. And tonight, we have Santa in the studio. Santa, thank you for being here with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So, Santa.
You're wonderful.
Santa, what are some of the most popular toys we are requesting right now?
Well, the poppers, I know, are very popular this year.
Yes. And I hear Legos?
Legos is very large this year also, as it is always. So
that's true.
Legos are loved by every little child.
You know, also, when I was growing up, I liked a good old-fashioned basketball or kickball or soccer ball. Are you getting those kind of requests also?
Oh, yes. Lots of balls. Everybody wants them. The footballs, the basketballs, any Nerf balls, Nerf footballs. Wonderful toys. Wonderful toys.
Wonderful. So I know we have a few of those here, but Stacy, Gary, what is a need that you need right now donated? What are some toys that maybe if you could just have a little bit more of it would make a difference? Are those along those same lines? Can you think of any others?
Well, as you said, Legos is always our most requested item ever for us, and we can never get enough Legos in, and they go out as fast as they come in.
Yeah.
And Star Wars, we're getting a lot of requests for Star Wars, and I think it's Grogu. It looks like Baby Yoda to me.
Yeah, so it is so cute.
Yes. They've got a lot of new Star Wars shows out on the Disney Plus channel, so the requests for that are pretty high. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, The 12 and up is our hardest for boys and girls and what to get because, I mean, when I was 12, I was still playing with Barbies, but 12-year-olds mm-hmm. now don't do that anymore.
No, you're right. They don't. So I also like a lot of the, I like the beadings, like the things you can make necklaces with.
Yes.
Is that in a 12-year-old age group or is that a little younger?
Well, I mean, the arts and crafts are great if people want to, you know, I mean, you can, when you look at an art thing, you can tell if it's for a little one or an older. And so, a lot of the teenage girls actually do request that.
Mm-hmm.
The body sets, it's hard to buy perfume for somebody, but they'll say that, you know, so, I think you just, what's really fun and what I do with my own children is, and I've done it forever, but I have a 20-year-old and twins that are 14. You take them to the store and they can pick out exactly. What someone their age would do. And one of the things I hear through the years of doing this is what a tradition the Giving Tree was. Every year you go and pull a tag off.
Yeah.
Or with the Toys for Tots, it's, you know, to go and put a toy in the box every year. And it becomes family traditions, which is very touching.
Yeah. Well, I know I didn't know it was your family. I did not know it was your grandmother. But I did the Angel Tree, the Giving Tree. And so we did that as a family. We would go and pick a name and go shopping and then take it and put it in. And they're awesome. They're wonderful memories. And so when I found out that all this time it was her, and here she is 95, still sitting in a warehouse in a chair that she, and she's walking, don't get me wrong, you know this, she walks around just like the rest of us, but she's sitting there sorting the paperwork and she's got it dialed in. She knows exactly what she wants and how she wants it, and she's got loving people to help her get there.
When we were still doing the Giving Tree, she called me the computer because I'm the one that made all those tags, and I could never do it fast enough for her.
I can imagine. Well, let's think this. Last year, what I saw on your website, it was over 8,238 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And over 24, and those are families, people served, and then over 24,000 toys.
Yes.
And how many people make that happen?
The whole county.
So, I mean, as far as donations, but I mean, how many people actually sort 24,000 toys?
Yeah, so we start November 1st, is when we actually start earlier, but we tend to open the warehouse November 1st. And there's usually 10 to, it depends. Sometimes there's just 5 of us, and sometimes we might get 10 to 15 of us. But it's okay. a very big job. And
yes.
So, with the volunteers, and we go 7 days a week until it's done.
Yeah. I can only imagine. So when I was in there, so your mom, Frances, was here on our show the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Diane, I believe, is an extended family member.
Yes. My mom and Diane, they work side by side running the distribution center. And, you know, I won't say how old my mom is, but she, it's a lot of work. And they come home and, you know, and they're tired, but it's, you know,
but they do it. And so when I was in there, I was thinking, okay, we've got Lenore, who's 95, mm-hmm. almost 96. You don't have to tell me your name, Gary. But
okay, we have Dina, who does our computer there.
And Dina.
Everything is done on the computer with Dina. And then Carolyn has a route. That's my Dina's real sister, but they're both my adopted sisters.
Yeah.
And then we have friends of them that come in and help us even and stuff.
Nice.
But I was thinking, people are asking for Monopoly games and stuff. So, you know, that's another thing that we could use is games.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's that family, that thing you can do when the lights go off. It's still, you know, your iPad might go out or your TV might go out. And what are you going to do under candlelight? You're going to play Monopoly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and checkers. And, you know, the things that you can just take camping with you also. And yeah, that's great. So then look at this family. I'm talking to our listeners now. Look at this family who just collectively, there's a few of them as the core, and it started with Grandma. And Grandma had a spark, a drive, and then she gave that flame over to her son, Gary. And then Gary's passed it on to Stacy, his daughter. And they've collectively brought in some of their friends and extended family. And here I'm thinking Toys for Tots. Yeah, you hear about it, and you think, well, someone's doing it. But I don't know about you guys, but someone, to me, was like this big group. And now I meet this family, and they're mighty, and they're doing big work.
Big numbers.
You know big numbers, Santa.
Absolutely. And these are great helpers. Absolutely fantastic helpers to Santa. We need lots and lots of people like them. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely.
To go all these years and all keep going, and they are so passionate about it, and they sacrifice lots of things themselves.
So it looks like we've got a caller, Santa, on the phone. So,
yeah.
So who do we have, Jared?
We have just a couple minutes left, but we have Corinne and Caden who want to talk to Santa.
Okay, perfect. Go for it, Santa.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you two?
Good.
Great. So how are you? How old are you?
6, 10.
Wow. 6 and 10. Wonderful. So, do you know what you want for school or from Santa for Christmas?
Yes.
What would you like?
I would like a BB gun so I could go shooting with my Uncle Bob.
Oh, fantastic. Uncle Bob sounds like a fun man. Is he your favorite uncle?
Yes.
Okay. And what else would you guys like?
And I want a bow and arrow.
A bow and arrow. Also to go with Uncle Bob?
No.
Oh, you have another uncle?
Yeah.
Oh. And he's more fun than Uncle Bob?
Sounds like these tots really like the outdoors, Santa. Oh,
yes, they do. Wonderful place to be. Santa's outdoors a lot.
No.
So, are you all set for Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, great. Have you both been very good?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, then I think we need to see if we can get this for you for Christmas. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to both of you. Ho, ho, ho.
So, hey, Jared, I've lost a little bit of track of time. Is this our last break?
We are actually overtime in about 1 second.
Okay, so it's the end of our show already?
Yep.
Oh, well, thank you, Santa, for coming, and thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Gary. And most definitely, thank you to our community for making this